Idaho Matters right now. This September, history practitioners will be coming to Idaho for the annual American Association for State and Local History Conference. The association is a nonprofit that works to support those dedicated to preserving and connecting others with history in order to make the past more meaningful to all people. So joining us today to talk more about the group and their upcoming conference is Liz Hobson, Museum Administrator of the Idaho State Museum, as well as being the co-chair of the AASLH Host Committee, and Dr. Noelle Trent, co-chair of the conference and president and CEO of the Museum of African American History in Boston and Nantucket. Liz, can I start with you? Because for those who haven't heard of the American Association for State and Local History before, can you tell us a little bit more about what it is and how it works?
It's an organization that serves all history practitioners on all levels, so state, local. And so really they provide networking opportunities, professional development for all their members. And the annual conference is just somewhere for everyone to gather together, share their research, have workshops and sessions, and then really share other parts of the country. And I can let Noelle add anything to that if she wants.
Yeah, I think what's important is that this particular organization was founded to reach history organizations of all levels. And so while majority of us are trained practitioners who've gone to school, there's also quite a few people who just really care about the history of their community. And they're starting mm-hmm. these smaller organizations, or they want to preserve a historic home, or they're board members of an organization that they really care about in their community. And they come to this organization for guidance on how do you do that?
And Liz, my understanding is that part of the theme was chosen in part because of what we're seeing right now in some states, and in fact, lawmakers restricting the teaching of certain parts of American history. Can you talk a little bit about that?
I think the theme is really relevant to today. And actually, Dr. Trent is on the line, and she was the one that wrote the theme. So I do want to reflect this question to her, if I could.
Absolutely. Dr. Trent, I would love to hear about this.
Yeah. We've known that history has gotten more, this field of history has gotten more contentious over the last few years. And mm-hmm. so when I was approached with the opportunity to be conference chair, they asked me, well, what would you like the theme to be? And we're really leaning into ramping up for the country's 250th anniversary. And as I was looking through the different themes that they had in that particular field handbook, this idea of identity really resonated with me. And what came to mind was Langston Hughes' poem, I Too, from his 1926 publication, The Weary Blues. And in it, he says, I too am America. And in that poem, he talks about, although he's ignored, one day they'll see how beautiful he is and realize that he is also America. And I really began to explore that. And what spoke to me was that, yes, we have people of so many different backgrounds that make this country and have contributed to this country. It exists beyond the sort of paper thing that says you're a citizen to people who live, work, and contributed to this society. Because for many of us, the acquisition of a paper identifying you as a citizen, for my ancestors, I'm African-American, that didn't happen until 1876. So there are all these different ways that we come to this country and the multiplicity of identities that all of us hold within us, from our geographic location to our education to our national origins to our only English speaking to multilingual people. I mean, there's so many different variations. And so this felt like this would be a great way for us to explore it, this part of the conversation. And then when I learned that Boise was the location, Boise has this whole thing of so many different people coming into the city, and that, it's been expanding and growing and changing over the last decade or so. I said, this kind of works out really well for us.
And Liz, you're expecting a pretty big crowd for the conference, aren't you?
Yes, we are looking to have around 600 to 800 attendees.
Wow.
So they will be all located downtown Boise. Most of the sessions and workshops are all taking place at Boise Center, but there's a few locations throughout the city, including here at the Idaho State Museum and some sessions at JUMP. And then we have our keynote, which is actually taking place at the Egyptian, which we're really excited about too.
And who is the keynote?
Well, this year we've decided that we're going to do something a little bit different because this idea of identity and the multiplicities of identity, we felt that we needed to have several different voices. So we have a few voices from across the country, Dr. Robbie Luckett from Jackson State University and the Margaret Walker Center, Erin Carlson Mast, who's the CEO of the Lincoln Presidential Foundation, and Ben Garcia, who's the executive director of the American LGBTQ Plus Museum that's being built in New York. And then we also thought it was incredibly important for us to highlight the Idaho story. And Liz, why don't you tell them who's from Idaho's coming?
Yes, we have three speakers that will be joining this keynote. So we have Nolan Brown, who is a member of the Shoshone-Bannock tribe, speaking. He was also a member of the program committee for the conference, as well as Kurt Ikeda, the Director of Interpretation and Education at Minidoka National Historic Site. And also Senator Sheree Buckner Webb will be joining. So it's going to be a really amazing keynote.
And where can people register, Liz? And is this open to the public?
It is open to the public. You can go to aaslh.org if you're interested in registering to take part. We have a lot of the tours that are going around downtown as well. I know early bird registrations open until July 28th. And also, no event can really happen without the work of so many volunteers. So we have about 25 different organizations as part of our host committee. So a lot of folks from here in Idaho. But if you're looking to get involved in that way, you can email membership at ishs.idaho.gov.
Well, I want to thank both of you for spending time with us today and talking to us more about this. It's such an important topic. So thank you both so very much for your time.
Thank you.
You.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
From an Iraq war cover-up to towns ravaged by opioids to the roots of our modern immigration crisis, Embedded explores what's been sealed off and undisclosed. NPR's original investigative podcast reveals why these stories and the people behind them matter. Listen to the Embedded podcast, only from NPR.